Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio. Bob is engineering and producing the Buckmaster Show for us. As we plunge into my favorite month, being a Sagittarian, December is here. It's the Sag month. Yes. Oh, Bob, it's not that chilly out there. Now, you know, remember this, that in the Southern Hemisphere, it's summertime. So you can think about Sydney and Auckland and places like that, Buenos Aires, where it's summertime. You're listening to AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. It is Monday, the third day of December, 2018. Of course, on Monday, we begin the week with our Monday political face-off. We've been doing that since we launched this program on January 3rd, 2011. Every Monday, we do the face-off, and we continue that tradition presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I think Moe has been with us pretty much since day one. Family-owned and run since 1985. They specialize in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. The Monday Political Face-Off today features our commentators. We have Bruce Ash with us. Mr. Ash, now in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Dr. Don Jorgensen is here. He is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Let's begin with a Sagittarian birthday. Happy birthday, Don Jorgensen.
Thank you.
Celebrating his birthday yesterday, He beats me by a couple of weeks. I'll be coming up on the 16th. We were just going, before the show, going through my my list of birthday friends, and it's heavily weighted with Sagittarians. You share a birthday, actually, with my friend Sarah Garrett Gasson, columnist with the Arizona Daily Star. Her birthday also.
That's great. Yesterday. Yeah, I know Sarah. She's a wonderful person. Yeah. And as my daughter likes to point out, I also share a birthday with Britney Spears.
Oh, very good. Very good. Bruce Ash, Bruce, how was your weekend? And happy Hanukkah to you.
Thanks. Thanks. We had
and all of our Jewish friends.
First night last night.
Yes, first night. And is there gift exchange on the first night or every night?
Well,
depending on, I guess,
I got a,
the family.
I got a Dodger sweatshirt
I
last night.
I saw that on Facebook.
Along with our grandson, Bodie, got his Dodger outfit.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't got my wife anything. So at least I have another 8 days to figure that out. But I also have her birthday coming up later this month. So we'll figure something out.
Well, I have to share with Bruce.
Yeah.
That's great. I know you're a huge Dodger fan, so I have to share that I got a great Red Sox jersey for my birthday yesterday.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Wow. Good. Very, very cool.
We're a baseball-oriented crew here.
We are.
I had a busy weekend. Yesterday, I was at the opening for the Pima Animal Care Center, the dedication, and the taxpayers of Pima County can rest assured that is a beautiful, state-of-the-art facility, and the formal dedication was yesterday, and my wife, Ann, and I got a kind of behind-the-scenes tour into the medical wing, Bruce and Don, of the facility. And it is state-of-the-art. And it's really, the vets over there just do such a great job. But their problem right now is finding vets. There's a shortage of veterinarians across the country. And they're advertising right now. They could use one right now over there, but there is this shortage across the country, and they can't get enough people in. But so
you know, it's a shame because the University of Arizona has attempted. They've got some funding for a vet school, but it's really not in place. And I can't think of any place better but the University of Arizona. They already have a great equine program,
right,
as well as a paramutual wagering program. Mm-hmm. Not exactly medical or vet related, but it all kind of fits in the same sort of milieu. And the opportunities for vets, I think, are incredible. And, you know, it's one of the few things right now in medicine where it's basically personal pay. It's not third-party payer. So I would think that this would be something that folks would want to get into, and this would be a great place to have it.
Well, they have four state-of-the-art operating theaters. It was very impressive. And, of course, then we toured the facility for the animals, for the dogs and the cats. And it was – they're really nice – clean area for all of the animals. And the good news is that we adopted, because there was a lot of people coming through, there were 66 adoptions yesterday. So, no, I didn't do – we did the adoption. Bob's asking me, did I do it yesterday? No, we've got the two at home, the special needs animals that we adopted 3 years ago on Black Friday at Pima Animal Care. So we couldn't handle any more. I wanted to take more home, but couldn't. Also stopped by and saw Mo, and they're doing great things as they're getting ready for the holidays. It was a busy weekend, went by Green Things, our great sponsor, saw Zocalo Village, went up and saw Steve at Mona's, so I felt really good about our great sponsors. We lost President Bush over the weekend. Did you ever meet him, Bruce Ash?
Yeah, I did. And if you mind, before we talk about President Bush, sure. Certainly that should be a big, big topic. I think we should also mark the passing of Congressman Ed Pastor.
Yes.
From the Phoenix area. I met Congressman Pastor a couple times, and both in kind of a charitable setting and then once in a political setting. And, you know, he's an old-fashioned guy, or was an old-fashioned guy. He quietly served his constituents. I think he was a pretty steady Democratic vote. He's not allied with me, you know, politically or ideologically speaking. But this is a man who I think entered Congress and left Congress the same way, and really didn't profit by what he had done in the public sector. And when I heard that he had died, because, you know, he was 75, I think, when he did pass. You don't think of 75 as being particularly old, you know, these days. And my reaction was, oh, no. He really was a guy who, and he did a lot of great things for Arizona. He frequently voted, you know, on things that supported Arizona. So he'll be missed, and not just his legacy in Congress, but what he did even afterwards in terms of helping and being, you know, socially aware and community oriented and so on. Mm-hmm. Just a great, great man. So,
Don,
I needed to say something about
it. Did you meet him at all?
I did. First of all, thank you, Bruce, because I could echo all of that. I did have the opportunity to meet him on several occasions, both in Arizona and in his office in D.C. And what strikes me about it now, since we're talking about both these individuals, is what they shared. Mm-hmm. And they really shared a grace and a dignity, both as men and as politicians. And it's something that's lacking sometimes nowadays, but they both generated tremendous respect, as you can hear, from both parties because of how they went about their business, whether they agreed or disagreed. And so it's a loss that we all share and in both places. So I'm glad to be able to mention Representative Pastor as well.
I had the pleasure of interviewing him many times on Channel 6. At Arizona Illustrated. What a gentleman. He always gave you a straight answer. Good guy. And certainly.
And it was nice. I saw a picture of the Arizona congressional delegation having kind of a moment of silence for him on the floor. And hopefully there'll be other ways to recognize Ed Pastor's service to Arizona, to Maricopa County, to Phoenix, and so on. He's the kind of person that you would really expect, given the way that he lived his life and he conducted himself while in office for, I'm guessing probably 25 years or more.
A long time.
He certainly deserves some sort of recognition on a permanent legacy basis.
And President Bush, did you meet him?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd seen him at a couple of sporting events, actually, a Houston Astros game and a Los Angeles Dodgers game several years ago. But I met him in person the evening of the 2005 Bush second inauguration in Washington. And, you know, it's funny because I asked him for a picture. And then I heard over the weekend, you know, there's been lots of people reminiscing about him. And they said how willing he was anytime, anywhere for anyone to take a picture. And I've got that picture of the president and myself. It's just over my shoulder and back of me in my office. And I often look at it because you could really see the kindness and the decency in his eyes. And just he was just a graceful man. And can anybody think of anybody else who did as many things from the time he turned 18?
I know,
and he continued
service
to do,
in the South Pacific at 18, shot down
twice.
Yeah.
And the things that he did even after he left the presidency, and again another story that people have talked about him, explaining that he said to others, being president, the most important thing may be what you do after, and you need to continue to work and raise money for causes and things and to help people. And he certainly did that. The friendship that he developed with President Clinton,
right?
You know, who were bitter political enemies, you know, foes. I shouldn't say enemies,
and they
but
teamed
foes
up. They teamed up together in crisis relief after
raised
natural
hundreds
disaster.
Of millions of dollars.
They did after the tsunami in 2004.
One of the Caribbean.
Exactly.
So they teamed up and raised a lot of money, and it was some people may have said, well, this is kind of an unlikely relationship between the two, but they became very good friends.
They did, and it demonstrates a number of things. But just talking about former President Bush, that in stepping back and looking at it, he really came from a former era where folks like him come from privilege, kind of from elite. You know, his father was a senator, and the family was well off. But folks that came from that realm felt a responsibility to public service in their family. You think back to the Roosevelts, to the Kennedys. We're talking about both parties. That didn't matter. But he also showed that, as we were mentioning, just you don't have time to go through his resume.
No.
But he gave his life to public service and to this country in all those different ways. And understood it. And, you know, if we think back, often it was used as a joke, but as we see the evolution the past couple of years, people now are looking back at the time when George Bush called for a kinder, gentler nation, and that becomes even more important to remember today.
This portion of our program, in fact, our Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We also have support from my favorite bakery, home of Don Jorgensen's favorite, the Danish Kringle. As I mentioned earlier, we are up and saw Chief Baker owner Steve. Mona's, by the way, is named for Steve's lovely daughter, Mona. That's where the name comes from. They're on the northeast corner of up on Swan and Sunrise. If you're in the area, stop by now for lunch. But check out the Danish Kringle. Kringle just kind of goes with like Kris Kringle, doesn't it? It's perfect for
It's a natural.
It's a natural for this time of year and for Christmas. Get in your order for your Christmas pies. I was talking to Steve, and he said they will be open on Christmas Eve, so you can pick up all of your goodies Christmas Eve and have them ready for your Christmas dinner. Go to monasbakery.com for more information. We'll continue with our Monday Political Face-Off after this.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Back, it is the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce Ash and Dr. Don Jorgensen with us. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gowrie and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell, and Dodge, and at moesgowrie.com. Dr. Jorgensen, one of the issues that will be facing Democrats will be how to handle the ongoing Russia investigation and how the Democrats will respond as information presumably continues to come out.
Well, I think they need to kind of stay in reserve until the report comes out in full. Right now, we're getting a trickle here and there, and it's not at all the whole picture. I was pleased to see that the agenda that's come out from the House Democrats so far on the Hill is really focused on the issues that matter to working-class Americans and middle-class. They're focusing on protecting the Affordable Care Act and extending health care availability to folks. They're talking about reviving and improving a real infrastructure bill and looking for bipartisan support. But those are the issues that came up in the campaign again and again. And the third is to kind of root out this kind of rampant corruption that we're seeing in Washington today. And I think that's the path to go. That's where the interest is. That's where the need is. And let Mueller's investigation take its course. When that report comes out, there's questions there as to whether whoever's in charge of the Justice Department will release it or try to bury it. And that could cause other problems, too. But I think it would be unwise, and none of them have done so to this point, for House Democrats to focus on impeachment or anything like that.
I think that would hurt Democrats.
It would hurt. It hurt Republicans after the Clinton impeachment.
It did.
And I think in this case, you have to wait and see what comes out of the investigations. If a lot of criminal behavior is exposed, then I think there may be a call for that. And and responding to such a call might be appropriate. But to make that part of the agenda would be wrong.
What do you think, Bruce?
Well, I think Don and I are generally in agreement. Democrats are going to face the same thing that Republicans did over the past 2 years. If they don't get something done, and I think everybody around the country wants Congress and the president to get stuff done, they're going to be facing stiff winds in 2020. There's lots of stuff that has to be done, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's some corrections to, you know, continuing corrections to the tax code to balance out some of those things. I've heard even a change on the state property tax exemption that has caused so much consternation on both coasts. There are tons of things, and I think a DACA fix would be a huge accomplishment if they could get it done in the lame duck session. But we need to have progress. We have lots and lots of issues that are in front of us, and probably the worst outcome from all the business of investigations has been this business of, there's a distracted nature in Washington, whether it's in the White House or whether it's in Congress, about doing the people's business. And I would hope that both parties decide that rather than investigating, and count after count after point after point after countercharge, it's time the people want stuff to get done. So if I had an opportunity, as I will next week, to talk with different members of Congress, I'm going to be back in D.C. next week, all week, I would say, you know, don't waste any time. Get as much stuff that you can get done during the lame duck and focus on how to work together. Even the president has said that he has lots of business to conduct with Nancy Pelosi if she's elected speaker, and I think she will be. So, you know, let's get on with it. Enough's enough.
Well, and that's frankly what we hope to hear from Republicans. We've heard that from Democrats already, that there's an interest in working in a bipartisan way. They've reached out in their releases and in their discussions to this point. And I think, as Bruce is saying, as I am saying, as the American people are saying, they're tired of the fighting and the mm-hmm. bickering and the bombastic attacks, whether it comes from any member of Congress or from the president. And we want to see progress. Mm-hmm. And it's up to both parties. And remember, the Republicans still have control of the Senate and the administration. But it is up to both parties to be willing to work together and to find compromises at work. We had that 2 years ago. We had a DACA fix, an immigration reform on the president's desk, and it got torpedoed.
And let me mention one other thing. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement that was signed by the principals
this weekend in Buenos Aires.
This should be first on the agenda when Congress comes back into session after the first of the year. Frankly, both sides are in favor of it. We've heard from leadership on both sides, but there are disparate voices. You know, Marco Rubio is very concerned, for example, about what the trade agreement will do to citrus and to some other agriculture products in Florida. And I get that. But rather than saying, you know, I'm going to oppose it, it should be, we need to work on these things together. The folks that have been working on this now for, what, about a year, year and a half or so, have put a great deal of time. The countries have made a lot of compromises so far. But this trade agreement is probably as important, if not more so, than all the tariff talks that we're talking about with China right now. We need to get this thing done, and we also need, I like the so-called truce between China and U.S. on tariffs, but both of these have to be resolved. There's a lot of ways for us to create new jobs and to create wealth and to increase incomes if we all figure out a way to get it done as opposed to torpedoing it.
There's no question the president needs that to be approved. I mean, that was one of his big promises. And, of course, one of the first steps he took was to throw out the previous agreement and throw into question the alliances and the relationships with our closest neighbors. And so he needs it to repair those relationships, not so much to move it forward. So
this
yes,
isn't damage control. This is real economic.
Well, it is
real economic progress for the Northern Hemisphere.
There's a question with regard to the particular outcome. Do we need a treaty? Yes. What we're getting is NAFTA Lite or NAFTA 2.0. It's not significantly different, but it will allow Trump to claim a win. The other challenge that the president has with this, and there is agreement that it needs to be passed in some form.
But the
other challenge is the potential conflation of that along with GM's recent announcement to lay off about 14,000 workers. And so that brings this whole issue back into question as well. And it's an issue that, again, the president has only hollered about on Twitter and really
hasn't admitted.
And, Don,
again, that's another reason we should be doing
this
agreement.
Failure.
Another reason why we should be doing this agreement, because more and more of the auto jobs are going to Mexico. And this is a way to create parity between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And it's something we need to do.
All right, gentlemen, that's going to do it for our Monday Political Face-Off. Again, happy Hanukkah to you, Bruce Ash. Happy birthday to Don Jorgensen.
Thank you.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presenting the Monday Political Face-Off, Fort Lawn Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Coming up, General John Wickham, and General Wickham will have some interesting things to say about his time as, of course, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and his perhaps interfacing with President Bush. All of that is coming up on the Buckmaster Monday edition. Addiction? Well, addiction. I hope you're addicted
to the program.
Else. All right, we'll be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, my wife and I stopped by and checked out the Zocalo Village over at Green Things on their 13-acre site on River. I am very impressed. They have incredible merchandise from all over Mexico. Some of those tables and chairs, a mesquite, all that hand-carved stuff from Mexico, I just wanted to take it all home. I would have needed a semi, though. That one table, like, could seat about 12 people. It was amazing, but the prices are right, too. It's Zocalo at Green Things. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Green Things, of course, also, I got a tour of the greenhouses. Greenhouse after greenhouse with poinsettias. There's 25,000 that they raised in every imaginable color. So had a great visit over at Green Things. We are so proud of the sponsors that we have on this program. I mean, these are just great people with great products that they sell. The Buckmaster Show contributor on the military and foreign affairs is someone we're very proud and honored to have as part of our team. And he has been now for several years. And we're so delighted to have General John Wickham, who was U.S. Army Chief of Staff. He was the top guy from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. He wrote a book about that, Korea on the Brink, which is still available on Amazon. General Wickham served over 40 years in the Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, joins us now on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. General Wickham, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill, and wonderful to be on your great program. Thank you.
Getting ready for the big game with Army-Navy?
Well, it's going to be a great thing for Army. You're right.
General Wickham, what was your relationship, or did you have a relationship with President Bush? Now, with his passing, everyone seems to have a story. Could you give us any, please?
I didn't have any relationship with him. He's a remarkable man. I think one of our better presidents, and I had retired from the Army as Chief of Staff just before he became president, so I didn't have a official relationship with him.
However, there was some talk after some folks were saying General Wickham's retiring. Tell us a little bit about that. Folks had their eye on you for some really big positions, and you mulled it over, I guess, and said no. Tell our listeners a bit about that, General Wickham.
That's right, Bill. A good memory. A lot of pressure put on me. I've been a four-star general for 8 years, and there's a lot of pressure on me to go to command the NATO military forces, and also to be head of the Central Intelligence Agency. So, we didn't want to do either. I've been a big believer in upward mobility and letting younger people come up, and if I had stayed on, I've been the four-star maybe for another 6 years, for 14 years is too long. And so, and of course, my wife's and mother had died, so there was a personal circumstance, and the time came to move on and do things other than stay in the military.
And there had been some background in your own family in the intelligence community. You were talking about you might have been tapped for the head of the CIA. Wasn't your father involved with intelligence?
Exactly right, Bill. Golly, your memory is incredible.
Thank you.
My father was in World War One, World War Two, and World War Two. He was actually with OSS, the predecessor of the CIA, and he was posing as an interned American lawyer in Turkey and also in China.
Wow.
And gathering intelligence and doing things, remarkable things. He was an attorney and did very well. So, and he retired from all that.
Well, it sounds like, General Wickham, there's a book there. you could write a book. And by the way, before we move on, how is your book of poetry doing?
The book of poetry is about to be printed. I've got a wonderful woman who's done a lot of this for other people, and so the book is an interesting idea that came to her from connections with a high school here, one of the high schools, some art classes there, and seniors in the class, and they wanted to do some pictures of some art drawings, and so the book is going to have drawings by these students related to the poems, so inspired by the poems. So it's going to be more than just written words, and we'll see how it turns out.
Well,
I've got to pay for it myself, but that's what goes with printing a book on your own. It's doing something for our children and family. That's what we're doing it for.
Well, that's kind of the way the publishing world's going with a lot of this self-publishing. So that's the way of the world right now in publishing.
Well, you live in that world, right?
Yeah. General Wickham, I want to talk about Afghanistan. The New York Times had an excellent piece about last week. My goodness, American forces experienced the worst loss of life so far this year in Afghanistan. We lost 3 soldiers killed in a Taliban bombing last week, and then there were three more soldiers and an American contractor with wounded over there. This has been going on a long time, hasn't it?
It's been going on for 17 years, exactly right, Bill, and there's no real solution to the situation. The solution has to be a regional solution made up of coordination with the United Kingdom, India, Pakistan, Russia, and China to solve it. Now, why are we staying in Afghanistan? It goes back to 9/11, the origin of terror attacks in the United States. And so Afghanistan can be a source of terror that can attack the West, Europe, and the United States. So that's why we're there. And we've got to try to work out some sort of an arrangement. Now, we should have learned the lesson in Vietnam that we cannot go into a country and step aside a little Asian person. We're going to show you how to win the war. And look what happened in Vietnam. We didn't win the war. And so we cannot go into the Middle East, Afghanistan, anywhere else, and try to win the war. We don't have, as a people, a commitment to do it, and we're not prepared to do it intellectually or culturally. So we're there to stop terror, and I think we can do that job with terror, but stopping it. But does that mean more American troops? No. I'm not a believer in sending American troops to their death, and that's what we've been doing, and I think it's foolish. And it's a fool's errand. But I think if we work hard intellectually and diplomatically, we can find a solution. The tragedy, Bill, as you know, our State Department under this current administration is only 60% professionally manned.
Mm.
So if you don't have professionals in the State Department, you're not going to be doing diplomatic work the way you should. So we don't walk the talk about diplomacy with this administration, unfortunately, but we need to.
What kind of partner have the Afghani army? They've never really developed into what I think we had hoped for, have they?
No, they haven't. You're right, Bill. We've tried to train them. We're still doing it, giving them advice and counsel. They have their professionals. On the other hand, these professionals in many countries, they like to fight. It's alternative to doing something else. So fighting is a way of life, and that's the wrong thing. We don't want to get involved in encouraging a way of life. Look what's going on in Yemen, which is another illustration of this kind of fighting, and the suffering of the civilians is horrific. So we've got to get out of that kind of business and try to figure out diplomatically how to settle these problems.
And the Taliban controls more than half of the real estate in Afghanistan still.
That's right. That's right. And of course, Taliban is connected to Pakistan. There's a Taliban influence from there. And the Taliban use Pakistan as a sanctuary. And we've got to work with the Pakistanis to stop that use of the sanctuary. We had that problem in Vietnam with Cambodia as a sanctuary. And so when you have a sanctuary, your enemy can get respite in there and get rearmed and start another fight. We've got to stop that kind of stuff, too. But we're not working effectively with the Pakistanis the way we should. But again, I come back to the diplomacy. This administration, unfortunately, is not walking the talk on diplomacy.
All right. There's so much more to talk with General Wickham about. 790-2040. We would welcome your call. If you have a question or comment for the general, he would be delighted to take that call. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Those Kringles are really good. If you've not had one, it's an outstanding pastry. My favorite is almond, and one of these days I'm going to be picking up a nice Danish Kringle to bring it here to all of my friends at KVOI so they can experience. Maybe I'll do that around my birthday, which is coming up in about 2 weeks, bring in a big, nice Danish. Bob, would you like that? Big thumbs up from Bob Dio on the other side of the glass. He would. We'll share it. There you go. A Danish Kringle. Mona's Danish Bakery, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is their website. Check it out. You will not regret visiting Mona's. It's a very popular bakery, and everybody enjoys their experience there. We'll be right back with General Wickham.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Good starting place, southwestnewmexico.org. That's their website. There you'll find all the great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities, like visiting the historic Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument or just hanging out in historic downtown Silver City. Again, it's southwestnewmexico.org for Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, only a three-hour drive from Tucson. General John Wickham is with us. General Wickham joins us the first Monday of each month, and our friend Matthew has called us at 790-2040. Hey, Matt.
Oh, hey, Bill. General Wickham, you know, the news events are just all over the place, but the biggest one, I think, right now is the recent seizure in the Ukraine by the Russians in the Sea of Azov by their ships against Ukrainian, you know, ships and the seizure of their personnel. This is a crisis for NATO. It's a crisis to decide, you know, what happens next. And it looks like the Russians have more than enough shipping and armament to, you know, create a situation. Where do you see this going? Thank you.
You're exactly right, Matt. You always have excellent questions and very much erudite in the regional area. You're right. Ukraine is a crisis point for NATO and between the United States and Russia. As you know, Ukraine, on the western part of the Ukraine, they're much more Russian-oriented, and on the eastern side, much more Europe-oriented. And the same with language, in a way. So, as a matter of fact, Ukraine had been thought about moving towards NATO, joining NATO or joining the European Union, which was a threat to Russia. So, and Russia has been very concerned about the movement of NATO towards its border. Unlike our own experience, Russia has suffered from movement from the eastern part of its country, from invasion by Napoleon, invasion by Hitler. So they've been very sensitive to what's going on with NATO. And the Ukraine is part of that concern. Anything going on there as Ukraine orients itself towards the European Union. So there's going to be more and more of this activity going on. And we should be working with the Russians to try to solve that situation diplomatically so that it doesn't lead to more flashpoint crises like this seizure of naval vessels, you point out, or actual hostilities on the ground with Russian tanks and other vehicles going into the Ukraine or vice versa. Now, there could be other problems in other former parts of the Soviet Union. So we don't want this to morph into more activity going on there. But it all goes back to the circumstance I mentioned about Russia feels very much challenged by the movement of NATO and the European Union closer and closer to Russia. Every time we step in that direction, the Russians get nervous about that. And it's important for us to understand that diplomatically. That's never going to go away.
We have a new president of Mexico. He was sworn into a new six-year term. Actually, they only serve one term in Mexico, and that's a six-year term. What should this country be taught? How should we be handling the immigration situation with the new leader of Mexico, General Wickham?
Well, you're a very good point, Bill. The immigration problem is going to be a real one for our foreseeable future. People from South America and Central America wanting to get a better grip on life and the opportunity. America offers that opportunity. Historically, we all know we're a nation of immigrants. The Statue of Liberty reflects that. And so the strength of America comes from its immigrants, and we are going to have more and more of them continuing to come to our country. Does that mean we have to just open our borders to people from all over the world? No. We need to do it legally, and we need to do it in a controlled way. And we need to work with Mexico to assure that people come here legally and safely, and that they're quality people coming to the United States for a better life. And America is going to benefit from that. Unfortunately, the attitude that is persisting now in this administration is we don't want any foreigners coming, and we're going to stop them. We're going to put up a wall that may cost $40 billion. Golly days, we could use $40 billion better to fix our roads and our schools and our medical infrastructure than building a wall that can be undermined quickly. So I foolhardy, but I think we should work with the new Mexican leadership to find a quality arrangement so that we can control the flow of migrants into our country.
If you were Joint Chiefs, if you were head of the Army right now, would you have recommended against putting regular Army troops on our border?
Yes, I would. I think we can help the Border Patrol people with the National Guard and with some active people in terms of support, intelligence, gathering, logistics, that kind of thing, but not in a way where we act as police, where we arrest people, we accost people. That's not not legally proper for our regular Army people or even our National Guard. We shouldn't be doing the enforcement, but we can do support, and we've always done that. That's what the National Guard, in part, was created for, is to help our governors with some sort of militia to do this kind of work.
Quickly about the situation with China, there appears to be a truce in the trade war. Could this help in the situation with North Korea, General Wickham?
Yes, it could. You're exactly right, Bill. China is going to be our biggest challenge in our lifetime ahead. China is now the second largest economy in the world, and within a year or two will be the largest in the world. China has more trade with individual countries than the United States does with individual countries. So trade is going to be a continual growth thing with China. And we need to work more closely with China and build good relations with them rather than to aggravate them with rhetoric and other activities. Now, there are going to be challenges. The South China Sea, that China regards as its Caribbean, is going to be a problem for naval activity and for aerial activity. But we can work with the Chinese. They want to do that. We've got to realize that President Xi, the current president of China, basically has been elected for life. he's going to be around for years to come. And so we have to work with that and realize that he's going to be influential. And back to North Korea, I think China can play the crucial role with North Korea through trade and connection. They have a border with Korea. So the China can play a role, and we need to work that role more effectively than we have. And the argument that this administration is making that, well, we're going to settle the North Korean situation ourselves is wrong. We're going to settle it with China and with Russia and with Japan and other countries. And we're going to settle it with North Korea, but not with hostilities.
All right, General Wickham, you sound great. You were out doing some bicycling 2 miles out on the bike. Got you all energized. You sound good. It was really great.
Well, I do it every day, Bill. The good Lord lets me do that. It's a way of staying fresh. I'm going into my 91st year.
Yeah.
And I got to do that to stay alive.
You're doing a great job, General Wickham. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to our visit in 2019 in January. Thank you, sir.
God bless.
Okay, General Bye-bye. John Wickham. He's my mentor. My goodness. 90 years old, just going strong. A going concern. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. Bob Dio is my friend on the other side of the glass, doing a great job engineering and producing the show. Steve Rivera, Eye on the Ball. What a great show that is. That's next. Have a great afternoon and evening.